In Matthew 28:18, Barbara, Jesus said, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth." And when we think about the Supreme Court of heaven, and Father God is a loving Father, Abba Father, but He's also a judge, and a very fair judge. In fact, He won't even violate the rights that the devil has.
That's right.
Now, that used to make me really mad when I thought about, well, God, why don't you just blow him away? You're supreme, and, you know, but I'll tell you, the devil stood in a man's place from the Garden of Eden down until Jesus Christ came and defeated him. And to be righteous and to be fair, you have to have a justice system. Now, what we've taught one person that's in our classes is that when you go to do your prison ministry, you need to tell these prisoners that they can appeal to the Supreme Court of Heaven that's over all the lesser jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been given that kind of authority. We've been given that kind of authority and ability and power by the one that has the right to do that.
Yes.
So with that in mind, then we have to say, okay, now he has given us this power and attorney to operate in his name to carry out our benefits on the earth? No. To do his will.
Mm-hmm.
So now if he came to destroy the works of the devil, which it says in 1 John 3:8, that's his purpose, then we need to realize that we're operating in the ultimate authority of the universe when we come against those things that the devil has brought into the human race, like poverty and sickness and accidents and so on. We need to really go for that and stand up and take our authority.
And that's why Paul says in Colossians, right in between the fact that we were buried with Christ, we died with Christ, and we have been, he's made you alive together with him in heavenly places. And then in the 19th verse of Colossians 2, and I love the second verse of Colossians, it just kind of gives you a progressive lesson into where we have come and where we are going in Christ. But in the 19th verse of Colossians 2, it says, and not holding fast to the, let's go to verse 18. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement or the worship of angels. This means don't keep things concentrated on your flesh, fleshly things. Not being anxious about what you shall wear and what you shall eat and what you shall drink and all the rules and regulations that people put on us. Don't be defrauded by this. Or the worship of angels, and we know we don't worship angels. The angels are servants. They're ministering servants sent out to do our bidding. And so don't listen to these people that try to teach you these doctrines, taking his stand on visions he has seen or inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. Don't get caught up with men who are inflated in their minds, and they're just speaking from a intellectual kind of a teaching instead of a spirit teaching. And verse 19, and not holding fast to the head. Now these kind of people don't hold fast to Jesus Christ, the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God. We have to always be submitted, Darren, to the fact that Jesus is our head. We are the bodies, and through that head, the body is fed. We can't ever go out as a lone ranger and say, boy, I got this power of attorney, now I can go do my own thing. And so much destruction is done in that kind of a thought life and thought pattern. Jesus is always the head. He is always the one we learn from and get our advice from.
Well, and some operate, as you're saying there, by some kind of earthly wisdom or some kind of a system of thought or whatever, and that, folks, is dead as a doornail.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have results in your life and the life of your friends and the people that you're around and in your ministry, and all of us are ministers, you need to say that. All of us are ministers. Well, Darren, I'm not ordained. I didn't go to Bible school. Listen to me. We're all ministers. You may work in a shop. You may work in a retail store. You might work in a car dealership. You have a ministry where God has placed you. And it says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
That's right.
Colossians 3:17.
Well,
now, that's operating in the power of attorney.
I'd like to go back to 3:1 here, the very beginning of the third chapter.
See, I always read it backwards.
Yeah, I know you do. But when we make Jesus the head, then we are seated and raised up with him, Colossians 3:1 says, and so we keep seeking the things above. not the things on the earth, not the things that are just going to bless our physical body, Darren, but the things that are going to bless and nurture our spirit. That's what's important. So keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Praise the Lord.
Okay, now let me give you the scripture that tells about your appointment. Now, I'll give you an example. When we went to see our son Lance get his commission in the Air Force, he received an appointment. And he moved from an enlisted man to an officer. Mm-hmm. And they had a ceremony, and they went through, all the things the military does. And they said, now, and they called them butter bars. And you became a second lieutenant, and they put that on your shoulder. And you said, okay, now you're an officer in the United States Air Force. You're appointed now. Okay, we have an appointment here in John 15:16 that says, you didn't choose me, I chose you and appointed you, that you might go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he would give it you. So he's talking in that verse, I've appointed you, I want you to be productive, I want what you do to last, I want you to know that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Now, this matter of power of attorney, of speaking in Jesus' name, and taking some of these things we're talking about here in the book of Colossians, we can also go back to the book of John. And Jesus said, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
That's right.
Now, that word ask also means demand. So let's use the word demand. If you demand anything in my name, I will do it. Now, I would just ask some of you, have you ever wanted to just flat kick the devil out of somebody? I mean, it just seemed like, man, this person over here just has such a tendency to get into sin all the time. And we don't know what we're going to do to get this guy turned around. And it's just messing up everybody he touches, and, it goes on and on. Well, if you want to do that, you're going to have to speak to the spirits in that, using your power of attorney as a believer, and know that vitally, not just legally. See, some of you are just operating legally, and it's not working, and you know that. So one of the reasons we're giving you these messages here is to get you to go into a higher level of faith and say, I am tired of having my prayers not answered. I am tired of things just going on and not just business as usual, but it's just getting worse and worse and worse. We're spiraling down here to great tragedy, and I want to stop that. Well, if that's your wish and that's your desire, you need to stand up and realize and understand and spend the time. Go back over this message and get these scriptures in your heart in a revelation sense so that you can take on the devil and win. See, to do that, you got to realize, first of all, who Jesus is. Once you realize who Jesus is, and then you realize who you are in relationship to your Savior Jesus, your King of Kings, amen, your Lord of Lords, then you can stand up in that power of attorney and say, in the name of Jesus, I speak to those spirits. I demand this spirit of infirmity get out of this body in Jesus' name. Now, what you're doing, you're standing there by your friend or your family member that's sick. You're standing there just like Jesus would do if he were here in the flesh. He said, now I'll leave you my name. Whatever you demand in my name, I'll do it for you. Well, what bigger promise could you have? Here is one that's not only saying the right words, but he can back it up. I see in our world today, we have a lot of people blowing and going. They're saying a lot of wonderful promises. I think about our government, our politicians, and unfortunately, even some church people, and they can't back up what they say. But Jesus can. And he also tells us in Jeremiah 1:12 that he watches over his word to perform it. Now I'm going to give you a key scripture right now that will help you understand the power of attorney. In Hebrews 1:3, it says about Jesus, he upholds all things with the word of his power. Now, he puts his power out there with his words. Of course, the Father God created the world with his words. He said, let it be, let it be, let there be. And, and you can read that, I think it's 11 times in Genesis 1. But here we're talking about being raised up and seated in the heavenly places. And read a part of that Colossians 3 there, Barbara, that you started with a while ago that's so rich.
If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above. And really, it's be intent on that, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead.